Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Jeff Buchanan Before the Show Show.
And then suddenly, with 3 weeks left until Toy Drive, the weather changed.
Oh, God.
All of a sudden, it got cold and windy in the desert. Swim trunks put away for another year. Bikinis put back in their bin. Holy crap.
I do look forward to that. It's just funny that you made fun of the bikini thing, because I do clear out. I have a bathing suit drawer completely cleared out, and then I take the sweatpants out of the spare bedroom and put them in that drawer now.
Summer clothes out, winter clothes in. That's how it is right now. Man, I'm not lying. I was like, do I even own a sweater? Because I'd like to put one on today. I woke up this morning. Because my wife, well, all of it, it's really funny. Is your wife still out of town, Spence?
Yep.
Till the end of the week?
Yeah, not till today.
How long's Buddy gone?
He comes back tomorrow.
Outstanding. He's in Austin?
In Austin.
Is he having a good time?
He says, he sent me a text because they've been, they've been playing golf all week long during the daytime.
Construction
and then having their conference. Yeah.
Sure.
And then having classes at night. And he was saying that he got bit by a bug, so he's never coming back to Texas ever again.
I always get the idea that Austin might be overrated, too. I think Las Vegas is pretty much what you see is what you get. I think we hold it up pretty well. Like, everybody always goes, ooh, and especially people who want to be, you know, nothing against downtown, but you know what I mean? The people who hang out downtown a lot. Ooh, Austin, it's the greatest. And I think if you don't have a waxed mustache, that if you go to Austin, that it's just okay.
My parents, when they did the cross-country trip, stopped in Austin because they heard it was like a cool place to hang out. And my dad said it was the worst experience ever.
I bet
ever.
Your dad hated it.
That's not for your parents.
Exactly.
But it's like Nashville. Have you been to Nashville? It's a lovely town. But if you talk about like the downtown, the famous Nashville part, it's underwhming. It's like a block, isn't it? It's like a block long, and it's like, that's how
and
it is.
And the rest of it's just like another city, right?
That's what I heard. It's very green, yeah.
It's very normal.
There's a stadium. Oh, there's a building.
It's one of the things that kind of bums me out about America. And for the record, I'm not exactly sure what I expect when I go to other places, but everything's just, we're so homogenized now.
Good point.
We're all the same.
Yeah. Like,
you know, damn it, I want accents, and I want different stores. I want stuff there that I can't get other places. I don't know if I go to Atlanta, if I expect the streets aren't going to be paved, or whatever it is. But you know what I'm saying?
I go other places,
I'm like, well, this looks just like home. Oh.
Yeah, you travel abroad, and I'm like, you're in London, like, should I go to McDonald's?
Or KFC?
Yeah.
Which one?
I just want a Starbucks.
Yeah. Oh. You're like, what am I doing here?
Go somewhere else.
Why am I even here?
But I won't like it. I won't like it.
Yeah, I won't like it because they don't speak English. Yeah. Well, now, and that's not racist or nationalist or whatever slings or arrows you want to throw. It's just not comfortable. That's all. Yet, then you go to the other places who do speak English. You got McDonald's and Subway.
Yep.
What I'm saying? So the point being, back to the weather and all of that, was just that, so my wife's out of town too. She's coming back this morning. But I woke up this morning, I'm freezing. And I thought, well, maybe it's because, you know, we got one less body in the bedroom. And then, no, I realized that the weather had changed.
Yeah.
And our thermostat is still on cool. Like, we haven't switched it over to heat yet.
Okay.
So where we would ordinarily put the AC on to make it cooler in the bedroom at night, it surpassed that number. I'm like, what the hell is this? So, well, I guess that's just how it works, isn't it?
Three weeks.
3 weeks from today. 2 weeks from now, Thanksgiving. 3 weeks from today, Toy Drive. Nudia, you really need to quiet down in there. Nobody can get a word in edgewise. You're talking so much. How are you? Good?
I'm good. Right. I'm
watching the show.
Yes.
Watching the show happening.
Relaxing.
Good.
Taking in the producer role. She's really embracing it. So.
Well, we kind of had that talk yesterday. She was like, well, you know, I think we're all just kind of sliding into the roles and getting to know each other. And I was like, yeah, this is like real life right now. We going.
Yeah.
We doing this.
Yep.
We are in a, but we
jump in.
Are in a battle. Jump in.
Got it.
Listen. The Jeff Buchanan Before the Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Man, so again, 3 weeks until Toy Drive. I can't believe it.
Yeah.
I can't believe it. Now, the weird part about this, and I was having this talk with somebody yesterday, so 21 or 12, so 33 days from now, if I told you, now here's where it gets urgent, if I told you that we had 33 days from now to fill 32 trucks full of toys, to get 8,110 bikes, and to get $455,551 in cash and gift cards, and we had 33 days to do it, would that not already seem like a monumental challenge?
Yeah.
Yes, it would say, I should have started 183 days ago.
Yeah, that's what we're looking at. That's what we got. First pick coming up in just a few minutes. Ralph Breaks the Internet. There's an advanced screening of that. Do we know when that advanced screening is?
I have no clue.
Judy, can you research for me?
Yeah, I will.
Right,
I tried.
Thank you.
The date wasn't up on there.
Well, yeah.
I did.
Well, there's people we can talk to. There's someone. Someone knows something. Somewhere. The date of the advanced screening for Ralph Breaks the Internet exists. Your mission. It's not a negative campaign app, but
no.
It's the same idea.
Okay.
Your mission, should you choose to accept it. Find that date. Deliver it to us.
Okay.
Go.
This message will self-destruct in 5 seconds. before that. We'll just get rid of it now. So, Ralph Breaks the Internet, we've got 4 passes for that. Jabberwocky's tickets. We got a Fandango promo card that if you use that to get tickets to see Dr. Seuss's The Grinch, what do you get?
A Grinch t-shirt.
A Grinch t-shirt?
Yes, I knew that one.
What a country. It's amazing. We need to discuss yesterday's good feeling story of the day. I am not the only one that thinks it was a wonderful story. Man proposes to his girlfriend. Where he did it, how he did it, and how he somehow made this all about him in a moment that should have been all about her, I find disgusting. I'm even going to double down on my comments and go okay. even further. I find disgusting and wrong and selfish.
Questionable at the least.
Thank you, Spence.
Thunder stealer is the words that come to mind.
Yes, thunder stealer.
Yeah.
And I'm not the only one. The internet blew up yesterday. We'll rehash the story for you and get your thoughts. With the first pick of the prizes coming up right about 6:05, everybody stay right where you are.
Get up! Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Jeff Buchanan Show.
21 days until Toy Drive. 3 weeks
That's
to Toy Drive, and right on cue. Cold and windy this morning.
Yeah.
Yep.
Colder. I was shocked. I know. I'm seeing on the TV right now. It says it's 56 degrees. My phone says 52. 52 here. It feels like 35. Honest to God. I want to.
When there's a drastic shift like that, definitely.
Man.
Yep.
I'm like, wow, you was? Because I went outside and it was like 50 this morning and I went, oh, it's cold. It's cold. But yeah, Toy Drive starts in 3 weeks from today. Much love to everybody. You can feel the social media. You know, people finding deals on toys. I guess Walgreens has got deals on toys right now. And I'm not just saying that. Because they're our partner.
Yeah.
Well, maybe I am, but I'm not required. So. I'm not required to. You know, sometimes we got to do stuff. This is not one of those things we got to do. But there's folks that are finding like 2 for $6 toys, and they're starting to stock up now and get ready for Toy Drive. Yeah, 2 for $6.99 each. Of course, it takes forever for the tweet to come up. Toys are buy 2 for $6.99 each and get one free at Walgreens. This is what Lori said.
Well,
you
nice.
might as well go now and get your toys for the toy drive, which was great. And it got a bunch of likes, which was kind of funky, too.
Yeah.
Because, you know, that means there are other like-minded people.
Right.
That are like, I, too, will go get my toys for toy drive. So we know that we've got at least 15 toys this year. Thank
We're
God.
Good. We're
Thank
on our way.
Thank goodness.
Thank God. We are allowed now to identify however we want. So why can this guy who's having to go to court in the Netherlands, he is a 69-year-old positivity guru, in quotes, that's what he calls himself, positivity guru and motivational speaker. He is asking the court to let him identify as a 49-year-old because being a geezer is making it hard for him to find love and money. Now, I thought, and I can direct this to both Kayla,
okay,
from not recent experience, but past experience. Anudia, I don't know what your story is right now. Are you on Tinder?
Yeah.
Can you lie on Tinder about your age?
No, because it connects with your Facebook so that people don't catfish. It kind of lowers the odds of catfishing. So if on Facebook, it links your age on there.
So if you've lied on Facebook, then you can lie on Tinder.
I guess that's true.
But otherwise, you could just lie. Yeah. You know what I mean? You lie because people lie on Tinder all the time.
Yeah, I lie all the time.
Yeah, that much I know. Do you? What do you lie about? No. What's the last thing you lied about on social media?
No, I just try not to tell people what I do. Like, I just say, like, oh, I'm a DJ or something. Like, I like to be hidden.
That's kind of cool, though.
Yeah.
She's a DJ.
So.
Well, this guy would like to be able to identify as 49. He told the judge that he is not comfortable with the birth date on his birth certificate. He says, when I am 69, I'm limited. If I'm 49, then I can buy a new house and drive a different car. I can get more work. When I'm on Tinder and it says I'm 69, I don't get an answer. When I'm 49 and with the face I have, says this guy, and with the face I have, I will be in a luxurious position. He also claims that he is a young god, quotation marks, young god, and that doctors have told him he has the body of a 45-year-old. So if everybody else can identify, and I don't want, this is not a philosophical nor political question. I'm just saying if other people can say that they identify and can choose and those kind of things, can't this guy?
Not with age, no.
No.
Why not?
Because that you can lie. He can lie if he wants, but he is either born in 1958 or he's born in 1978. So it's just the way it is.
The whole thing is like, if Tinder is, let's just use the Tinder part as an example, like you want to identify as 49. So what you can limit.
You can get chicks.
No, I get that, but you can open your range up to anyone.
Yes, but they're not open to your range.
True.
But then they're not going to want to date you when they find out that you're 69.
He figures all he needs is a shot.
Always, when I was single, would tell people I was 6'4 when I was on the chat line.
On the chat line.
Always. Back then, it was before Tinder when I was single. And then they'd show up and they were very disappointed.
No, it was on the AOL chat room.
Oh, that was after
AIM.
That.
Oh, yeah. The AIM.
Yeah.
I was just AIM. Bunchen on the old
AIM. Yeah. Men less seeking women.
Oh, my God. That's hilarious.
Sure. All right. First pick coming up in just a minute with something entirely different. In fact, honestly, we're running a little bit late after talking about that. So why don't we do this now?
With the first pick.
It's the first pick. First pick on the Jeff Buchanan Show.
What's funny is we actually could have done first pick with the guy and whether you could identify younger and why not. But let's do this because I'm afraid we might not get a chance. Yesterday's good feeling story of the day. Story of a guy who proposed to his girlfriend. Yay.
So sweet, yeah.
So yeah, love. We're always happy for love.
Yep.
He did it at the 16-mile mark of the New York Marathon. She's running her... You can tell which side I'm on.
Yeah.
I am not impartial in this. I think this...
I'm going to need you to read this in a monotone...
news delivery. Yeah.
Try and not
non-partisan.
Be... Okay, let me try. So this guy, he proposed to his girlfriend at the 16-mile mark of the New York Marathon. It was her first marathon. There are people... including, I read this great thing on Men's Health, of all places, that they gave literally 15 different reasons why this was a bad idea, why this was horrible.
Yeah.
It just struck me funny yesterday, and I brought it up while making it. See, well, I'm not totally against it because I made it the good feeling story of the day.
Yeah.
I just
then
said.
Then we ripped it apart.
Maybe. There might have been some of that involved. My whole thing was just I thought there were some holes in the story. I just thought it was, I thought he, maybe his timing was inappropriate. And maybe that he could have found a better place at a better time to do it. And apparently there are a number of people that agreed. So 702-364-9898. It is somewhat a P1's Court edition of the first pick. It's the P1's Court. 702-364-9898. First pick of the prizes. Ralph breaks the internet. We got a 4-pack of advanced screening passes. We don't know how far in advance, but we'll figure it out.
You'll be given fair warning. You have been.
Maybe. We've got tickets to the Jabberwockies. We've got a Fandango promo card, and if you use that to reserve your tickets to see Dr. Seuss the Grinch on Fandango, you get what with the ticket purchase, Kayla?
A free Grinch t-shirt.
What a country. But yeah, the internet ripped this guy apart, and Men's Health gave 10 reasons not to propose to your girlfriend during her damn marathon. That's a quote. But what say you? Is it kind of cool? Because this is a big moment. It's her first marathon. It's New York City Marathon. Famous.
Yep.
Maybe it was the perfect time. How do you feel about it? 702-364-9898.
With the first pick.
It's the first pick. First pick on the Jeff Buchanan Show.
It's funny, and not to belabor this any more than necessary, but the wrong station or the wrong show is on the traffic report. We're here at Entercom. We got 6 radio stations.
Yeah.
Tony does traffic for all of them. So he just screwed up and put it on the wrong things. But I went over there just to give him grief about it, and I thought he was going to cry.
Oh, no.
God bless him. He is the sweetest guy. And just felt awful. And then I felt bad for teasing. No, I didn't. But, you know, it was fun. I was bummed that he was so bummed. And I was like, buddy, you know what?
It happens.
And true story, if there's anybody you can get away with that with, it's us.
Yeah.
I did tell him that if it did happen again, someone would be missing from that end of the building by the end of the show. I said, see that guy over there? You like him? Okay.
You know. Gone.
You might be gone. So this guy proposed to his girlfriend. She's running her first marathon. It's the New York City Marathon. At the 16-mile mark, he jumps over the barrier. Yeah. Goes out there and drops to one knee. She's got to stop. Well, okay. I was totally not in favor of this. The internet blew up. Men's Health did 10 reasons not to propose to your girlfriend during her damn marathon. That's a quote. Number one, she is busy. Can you not just wait like 2 hours? 3 yeah. max. Your girlfriend is trying to do something right now. Number two, she's busy doing something that's being timed. Quit screwing up with her focus. You're not only messing with her focus, you're messing with her time. They go on to call him an absolute doorknob. It says, imagine if this tomfoolery had happened to him mid-race. He would have been foiled, I tell you. And don't tell me it was only 43 seconds. So it doesn't matter. A friend of mine had a goal of completing the marathon in under 3 hours this year, made it across the line at 2:59.
Wow.
This is Men's Health. This is her moment, not yours. She's probably trained for months. What are you doing? Running a marathon is way harder than getting engaged. So why do you have to harsh your vibe? The proposal itself wasn't even that impressive. True, 43 seconds. Is that all it was? 43 seconds? Come on, man. Why are you offsetting your girlfriend's achievement with your own, which actually pales in comparison? All you did was show up in a place with a ring, man. Could have at least made a freaking poster or something. This Men's Health thing is great. It's even more clear that this is all about you because you didn't even offer to take her a freaking sweatshirt. I don't even know what that means. Oh, you didn't offer to take her freaking sweatshirt. You also seemingly didn't ask any questions about how she was doing in the race or if she needed anything or if you could take anything from her, like the clearly superfluous hoodie that she had tied around her waist.
Oh, wow.
Now I'm totally against this. Yeah. Dude, wait. This is number 7. And dude, wait. Why did you not even kiss her? Don't even tell me it's because you were afraid of sweat cooties. You chose to propose while she was running 26.2 miles. Did you not predict she'd have a little upper lip glow, genius? Men's health getting after it.
Ripping this guy.
She might actually prefer not to be sweaty / wearing leggings / in full body pain during her marriage proposal. Number 9, she now has to finish running the marathon while processing what just happened. And number 10, it would be so, so easy just for you to wait until it is done. Now, that being said, Kayla, are you okay with this guy proposing to his girlfriend during the New York City Marathon, or are you against it?
Absolutely against it. Wait till the end, bro. Before or after, not during.
For all of those reasons. Spence?
Yeah, I don't know how you justify it. The guy's a knucklehead. How do you justify, dude? If he's running it with her and at a certain mile goes and does it that way, at least they're accomplishing something together, which is what marriage is, isn't it?
Yeah.
This is just
that's
him,
a good point.
This is just him ruining her day.
Yeah, Danny, you were going with the idea that there must have been a lot of meaning here, right?
Yeah, I thought there was going to be a lot of meaning. I mean, at first, when I first started hearing the story, it sounded like he was running with her. I kind of like missed half of the story. Mm-hmm. But now after that, you read all the topics. I was like, man, now that was out of line.
Well, and now that,
it could have been a little bit more.
Yeah, that's just men's health spouting off on it. But I thought it was funny, and it was very well written. But I think it had a lot of meaning to her, and he inserted himself into it.
Yeah.
But I get his point in that maybe there was some running thing that they had, and maybe the mile 16 was important, and that had some sort of meaning. Maybe they met on 16th Avenue or something.
No, the story was that he wanted it to be at the first Manhattan place. Something about Manhattan, even though they're from Jersey City. But I don't know.
That's interesting.
It did have something to do with that, but I haven't seen anything right that says what it was. And Deanna brings up a great point. What if she said he didn't even kiss her? It was a 43-second proposal. And you think possibly her saying yes might not even be a real yes.
Right, because she is into the race, and she's probably thinking, let me just get this over with, say what I need to say, and get going. I don't want any more people to pass me. I want to keep going.
Yeah.
For all of those reasons, I'm hot, I'm sweaty, I'm trying to run a marathon here, you tool. All of these people are watching. I'm being videoed.
That's the whole thing.
A-hole, you didn't even offer to take my sweatshirt. Yes, I'll marry you. We'll talk about it later.
A response under duress is not an official response.
However, Jordan, you're all in favor of all of this.
Okay, so I'm not really in favor of this now that I hear that he wasn't even running it with her. So, like, if you're going to do that, make sure you're running it with them. But also, why at the 16-mile mark? Why not at the end? Because you'll be ending the race. It'd be like the end of a new, start over. It'd be the end of an old chapter and the beginning of a new chapter.
It's chocolate sauce on the ice cream.
Yeah, exactly. You knucklehead.
Ice cream is good. Ice cream is good. Put some chocolate sauce at the end. And it's even better.
The end of one journey.
Exactly.
A new journey begins.
Thank you. Uh-huh.
This is a way of him controlling her, by the way.
Oh, wow.
No, yeah. Think about this. Okay. Think about this.
On. Jordan, I'll leave you here for this. We need to hear this.
She's in the middle of this. Running a marathon's crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, it's hard.
And it's all about her.
It's all about her. It's about her training. It's about her mindset, all of it. And she can't do that on her own without him interjecting. And now he will partially take credit for it. You know why you finished that at the number you did? You were inspired by the fact of our love.
No.
You're welcome. I'm not kidding. He's going to have fits if the canned goods aren't in the cupboard placed just right with the labels facing outward. This guy might be a psycho killer. Just saying.
Pelican. I'm going to leave it at that.
Hey, this is the Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Interesting point on this men's health piece that men's health is so funny. So while the song was playing, then a pop-up ad comes out. It says, trying to lose weight? Find out what healthy strategies are sabotaging your slim down. So they want me to put my email in, and then they're going to try and sell me books and whatnot. And then, but if you don't want it, no, I'll stick with my bad habits. Screw you. I am not bowing to your pressure, men's health. So as I'm reading all those different things of the 10 reasons not to propose to your girlfriend during her damn marathon, and I'm reading it, I'm going, wow, this is very dude-like. you know, as they're writing it and being pretty hardcore about it.
Sure.
Written by a woman.
Oh, nice.
Oh, really?
Written by a woman named Molly Moleshine. So good for her and good for all of us, I think.
If you do search out the story, there is not one positive headline for this dude anywhere on the internet.
And I feel bad for him, honestly, because I think that his intention was to make it unique, because I've heard, I'd be willing to bet people probably have gotten engaged at the end of those marathons before. And I get it. You're trying to make it unique and first Manhattan stop. But at the same time, bro, no.
If you, okay, let's put this into our world. In fact, let's make it about us.
Okay.
No, but for real, if Kayla, so you get an opportunity. Yes.
God bless you. God bless
you. One more. You got one more in you. No, I know you do.
I hate that. I don't. It should be five, but it would be two. I'm fighting the power. Okay, so let's say you get some really big corporate hosting gig, of which there are many in this town, and you get the opportunity to go on stage and introduce Taylor Swift. And yeah, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Like I'm doing a thing in the spring. I'm introducing Mayim Bialik.
Oh, that's
from
awesome.
How I Met Your Mother, and she's gonna give a talk. And then I'm introducing
from Big Bang Theory.
Yeah, yeah. And Keith Urban, country superstar and American Idol judge and swarthy good looking Australian, Keith Urban. Okay? Now imagine that was you doing it instead. And you were super excited about it. And it was your big moment. But all of a sudden, Buddy decides that he's going to go bounding up there on stage and propose right in the middle of your thing. Now, that might be cool and all, but it's messing up your vibe, isn't it? Doesn't that then throw off everything? And doesn't that then make what's kind of your moment that's not really about you, but it's about you?
Yeah. I'd be so embarrassed.
It's totally about him then.
Yeah. I'd be so embarrassed because I would probably do the same thing. It would be 43 seconds and go, okay, yes, I agree. Go, 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 go. Everyone, Taylor Swift.
Right. Then you've got to turn back around and refocus. A woman named Sarah, if you've ever run a marathon / ultra, of which I've run dozens, you know that the last thing you want partway through is to have your concentration and pace interrupted by anything, much less by a self-centered boyfriend who needs you to stop mid-race to capture his proposal on camera.
Yeah, he's out. That's bad.
That's bad.
That's bad.
This marriage is doomed.
Do you think she marries him?
I don't know.
She now, here's what sucks. Now she has to come out publicly because somebody will find her. She has to come out publicly and go, he's a great guy. He didn't mean it. He's really sweet.
Or,
yada, yada, yada.
Or she'll come out and go, this is why he did it, and have a full explanation as to why it was so special to them specifically. And then we'll all, okay, stop being so judgmental about it. He's not a jerk.
Yeah.
Right?
Or there'll be a really hot guy who says, I'll run with you anytime.
Yeah.
Girl.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's going to happen anyway, so.
Oh, yeah, plenty of that. Unfortunately, they won't be hot.
The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
So, was it last night? Was it last night, Deanna, that the Imagine Dragons listening party? The now famous Super P1 fighting Tammy Wilkins. If you know what, thank God that you're loyal to this radio station, Deanna. Because Tammy Wilkins, who we love.
Yes.
Who we love. Tammy Wilkins is the most prolific radio contest winner in Las Vegas radio history. Enough that whenever she calls in, we have music for her.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind, I can never get enough. And every time I step up in the building, everybody hands go up.
Now, you could take a shot at that title, but you know what? But you're loyal. So she only wins from us.
Yeah.
So while her overall numbers suffer because of it, she still went. She might be the most prolific contest winner on this radio station.
Right.
Sure.
Presently. And because of that, she found herself smack dab in the middle of a super secret album listening party for Imagine Dragons. So we're dying to know. Where was this party at?
It was at the Chelsea at the Cosmo.
Nice. Okay.
Really?
Yep.
How many people were there? Bajillions?
I think, like, they said 6,000. There was, wow. They only had the top balcony open. The whole bottom, it was standing room, and then the middle balcony area where you could sit, they wouldn't let anyone sit there except for, like, his, like, brothers and stuff. We were able to sit on the side because I took Aiden, my son, and he has diabetes, and so he'd rather sit, and he has an issue with the seat. But so we had
That was a lot of information that probably didn't have much to do with the album listening party. Okay, so let's just stop with, it was at the Chelsea, and yes, there were a lot of people there. Did they perform?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
That is so cool.
What?
See, I thought they'd be sitting up on chairs on the stage, and then they would play the song through the speakers, and you go, oh, I get to hear this first before anybody else, and then they might discuss it. The inspiration for this was a stroll down the strip.
Like the old school MTV Unplugged.
Yeah.
Something, you know, kind of like that.
This was a full-on concert. They were thanking everyone, like, who's gotten them there, their publicists, their brothers, their managers, people like that. And then they would sing songs in between. It was unbelievable. It was amazing. It was the best surprise ever. I wanted to thank 98.5 for allowing us to win, because we were so surprised on Tuesday when we picked up the tickets, and it was just amazing. We had no idea we were going to this concert, and so we thank you.
Well, I gotta be honest with you.
Oh, man.
We didn't have any idea either.
No, we didn't.
I gotta be honest. No, I mean, that's how under wraps it was, though. Like, they weren't telling any of us. Like, we had no clue.
I thought she was gonna tell me it was at Apex Social Club at the Palms. Yes, it was a beautiful event, but there was 50 people there,
right,
and they played the album. I mean, we've been to those things before.
Of course.
And they played the album, and it was great. Man, I don't know. This is better.
Yeah.
That's awesome. This is better. Well, good for you. Well, I'm sorry you had a short night and had to get up early and head to work. But I'm sure you're riding on Red Bull and adrenaline this morning, so it's all good.
Yeah, it is all good. Well worth it. Well worth it. And so you guys, I want to thank you. You guys are the greatest people in the world.
Wait, you didn't set me up for it. Hang on. So are you saying that we is?
The greatest person.
The greatest person in the world.
No, we got it. Thank you, Deanna. We've got to run, but thank you so much.
Can I say one last thing that I doubt that we could stop
you if we wanted to.
I think that Nudia is wonderful, and I think she's doing a great job in mornings.
Yeah, well, if Little Jess gets the job, you'll never get through ever again. So I'd slow down on her. I'd keep it, you know, impartial until then.
By the way, excellent job of phone screening and making sure to set up the call to put it in your favor, Nudia. Good job.
Wait,
I'm sorry, what now?
I can't help it if people love me.
Yeah. Sorry. That's right. What are you going to do?
I'm just lovable.
This is what I say to you. All right, Deanna, we really have to go. Have a great day.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right, we'll see you, buddy.
This is the Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Coming up next, Kayla's taking tomorrow off, which is pretty crazy because I can't think of the last time you actually...
I'm so paranoid about taking time off.
Why?
I don't...
That will replace you.
Yes, maybe that's part of it, but, like, I get so paranoid. Like, even taking sick days, I can't do it. I'm like, no. Until, like, the end of the year.
Do you think we're that horrible of people?
No, I didn't say that. You said it.
Do
so
you think? Don't be paranoid.
No, I am. So I'm officially, because I had an extra day, I'm going to take tomorrow off because my best friend's coming to town. So.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, and just know, if we're going to talk behind your back, we'll do it in front of you.
Well, thank you for that.
You know what I'm saying.
And by the way, everybody else in the room is just as paranoid about leaving the show.
Oh, God. There. Are you kidding?
Yeah.
I feel like that we're hanging on by a slim thread, and I wish that wind would stop blowing. You know what I mean? Like, so because Kayla will not be here tomorrow, we probably should do this today. A quick let's get to know Nudia round of... new jingle.
Who in the room? Who in the room?
Hey.
He in the room?
Yeah.
She in the room?
Uh-huh.
Me in the room? You in the room? Who in the room? Boom.
That was the best part. Spence goes, well, I go, hey, we should have a who in the room jingle. Like, you know, I don't know. And he goes, yeah, I got the idea. Who in the room? And then at the end he goes, and you know, because he's glad he's come up with it. And he just goes, yeah, boom. And I went, That has to stay in.
Yeah, that's great.
So a quick let's get to know Nudia round of Who in the Room. We will pay you for your service with Chet Buchanan Show shirts, and we'll do it right after this.
Yeah. The Chet Buchanan Show. The Chet Buchanan Show.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
90.5. 90.4.
KLUC. Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Obviously been around for a minute. They did it at the Stanley Cup Finals out on, remember when Panic played at the Bellagio in the fountains and whatnot? And it's making it big now, going up the charts and whatnot. High hopes from Panic at the Disco. Let's do this.
Wake up. This is the Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
We need your help, P1s, at 702-364-9898 as we play an exciting get-to-know-Nudia round of
Who in the Room? Who in the Room? He in the Room? She in the Room? Me in the room, you in the room, who in the room? Boom.
Boom is right. Pretty much, we just need you to call us at 702-364-9898. Caller 25, if you can pick numbers between 1 and 250, and you have a reasonable working knowledge of this show, you'll be just fine.
All right.
Call us right now, would you?
This is the Chet Buchanan Show. On 98.5 KLUC.
As we go through in our nationwide search, literally it's a nationwide search to find who is going to replace Davey the Show Killer. We had Little Jess last week. Nudia is in this week. And ordinarily we said on Fridays that we would play Who in the Room. But Kayla's taking tomorrow off because her buddy's coming into town.
Yep.
And she had extra vacation days. And we talked, you can't take it.
Start taking them now.
Yeah, you can't take them with you.
Nope.
No.
Yeah. So a special Let's Get to Know Nudia edition of
Who in the Room? Who in the Room? He in the Room? She in the Room? Me in the Room? You in the Room? Who in the Room? Boom.
The question on everybody's mind, Nudia, is your real name.
Yeah.
What the hell were your parents thinking?
You know what? My mom actually said it was one of my dad's ex-girlfriend's names, and she really liked it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Wow. So I have no clue where it comes from. I've tried looking it up. I've never met anyone else named Nudia.
No.
No.
So.
Unique. But, oh, my God, what was growing up like for you?
A lot of nudie jokes, sure. But then I got into college and it was cool because then people would call me nudes and nudie, and people would text me. They'd be like, "Oh, I said nudes." Ha, ha, ha. So, I mean, it's kind of funny now.
One.
I like it.
Good one. No, in fact, you embrace it on your. Which one of your social handles?
Oh, my Instagram. I'm like, because people are scared to say Nudia. They say Nadia.
But what does it say?
It says the word nude is in my name.
That's right.
That's funny.
That's my opener.
All right. So who's on the phone?
We have Chris Harkins.
In fact, I understand P1 Chris Harkins from the Strip, right?
Yeah.
All right, cool. Hey, Chris, we need a number between 1 and 250.
Let's try number 15.
Number 15, page 1. You know what? I think we did this one before. Do you mind if we do number 14?
That's fine.
Because 15 was Who in the Room does it most often. I think we decided that was Kayla.
Yeah.
Because she is... in a relationship,
but I'm not married so
however,
still hot.
However, right. However, if it includes self-study, then Spence by
hands
by,
down.
By mom.
Four times since six.
But number 14, 14 is Who in the Room would take the longest time to figure out? 3,177 minus 1,661. Who would it take the longest time to figure that out? Chet, Spence, Kayla, or Nudia? Chris, your answer, please.
Spence.
Would take the longest to figure that out? Spence, what do you think?
No.
Well, I don't buy the math major thing. I don't doubt she's good at math, but I think I could probably beat her. You're pretty quick. And I don't know Nudia well enough, but I don't think Nudia is good at math.
When you say you're pretty quick, you mean
Chet? I meant Chet.
All right.
Chet's pretty quick. I'd have to go with Nudia.
You could save me.
Yeah, I'd go Nudia.
Maybe. It depends on if you told Kayla that she had to do it right now. which again, who takes the longest? Yeah. So if you put Kayla under pressure on that, because she'd panic.
Yeah. I'd say Nudia. Mainly because, yeah.
I was a communications major, so I'm really bad at math.
All right, then. What is 3,177 minus 1,661? Go.
Go.
They both have grabbed paper.
I didn't write it down.
3,177 minus 1,661. Kayla is now completely defeated because she's afraid she's going to lose 61? This. And it's going to feel 3,177 minus 1,661.
1,516.
Nudie is still writing the numbers down. It's,
hold on, you got 1,516?
Okay, we've confirmed
it. I got 3,000.
All right. Hey, Chris, another number between 1 and 250.
54.
54, says Chris. Where are you on the strip right now? Do you live on the strip?
I'm working on the strip.
What's your job? Don't tell us the place where you're going to get fired from. Tell us what job you do.
I do pest control.
Oh, my man. That's a thing. Yeah. That's a thing, too. People don't know. That's a thing.
It's got to be.
Yep. That's a hard job.
Right?
Who in the room has the most confidence, in your opinion, Chris?
You, Chet.
Thank you. It's either me or Spence.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Yeah, that's a hard tie. I'd say Spence.
Yeah?
Yeah.
But see, it depends. Like on stage doing stuff, I don't like
this
it. I'm not good at it. And he's got all the confidence in the world.
Yeah.
Spence will punch you in the throat.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like certain things. Yeah, no, but yeah, you guys tell
me. Nudia, after being in the room for a week.
I'm going to refer back to my Bumble bio. It says Kanye confidence with Drake feelings.
You say yourself.
So you're going to say myself. You have the most confidence in the room.
She's got a lot of confidence.
In myself.
No, I like it. Okay. I like it. Pump it up.
Mm-hmm.
Another number between 1 and 250, and then we'll be done.
134.
Who in the room? Wow. Who in the room will have the highest salary in 10 years? 10 years from now. Who's going to have the highest salary?
That's so tough.
Chris, what do you say?
Nudia.
Chris. I love
Nudia.
You.
Nudia, who do you think it'll be? 10 years, who will have the highest salary?
I'm going to say me too. Yeah.
I like
Kanye confidence, Drake feelings.
Yeah, I don't know. I think your ego's talking you out of this job. No, I'm just kidding. Just joking. Kayla, who do you think?
Not Chet.
Spence.
Oh, it'll be me.
Really?
What are you going to do?
I can't tell you, otherwise otherwise you might steal my idea.
No, it's me. It's me, and it'll be more than the rest of you put together.
Okay. Wow. I'll take my answer back.
It's all just jokes. Chris, why don't we give you, because you're such a good dude, can we give him 2 Chet Buchanan Show shirts?
Yeah, let's do that.
What's your size? What's your medium?
How big are you, Chris?
Medium?
I'm medium, yeah. Atta large. Boy.
Like we have those. Mm. We have plenty of those. It's a get to know, and we found out, Kanye confidence. She's ready to take on the world.
All right.
Let's get to know Nudia edition of Wow.
Who in the room? Who in the room? He in the room? She in the room? Me in the room? You in the room? Who in the room? Boom.
Boom. Nudia edition. Say that 5 times fast. Nudia edition. It turns out Nudia should. Good feeling story of the day coming up.
Sometimes I get a good feeling.
Man, if you do not believe in the freakish power of twins, the freakish connection that twins share, wait until you hear this story.
Okay.
It is awesome. And then Spence's challenge coming up in just moments. How much are we playing for today?
$348 if you can tie Spence, $1,000 bonus if you can beat him.
I'm thinking maybe some Justin Timberlake tickets for that as well. Oh my goodness, we just keep piling information upon you. Ladies and gentlemen, now. Your Maroon 5 song of the day. For Thursday, the 8th day of November. 21 days until Toy Drive. The song that you are listening for is...
I don't want to know, no. Who's taking you home. I'm loving you so.
Are we playing it twice this morning?
Twice before 10 o'clock this morning.
That may happen sooner than later.
Oh, okay.
I'm feeling devious. Yeah, maybe. Just maybe so. So we're doing it twice before 10. Then when else?
Audrey Lee is going to have more for you between 1 and 2 o'clock. And then Tyler between 3 and 4 and 5 and 6.
I don't really even know what to do with this. You know what? Let's stay positive just for a half a second first. That is not the Maroon 5 song of the day. However, there is one coming, and that song is...
I don't want to know, no.
This is the song you're listening to. Taking you home, we're going to do that before 8 o'clock this morning.
Okay.
So that's good stuff. We'll sandwich the bad news inside some good news. I don't even know what to say anymore with this shooting in Thousand Oaks, California. However, what I will say is that it's interesting to learn. It happened at a country bar last night. If you didn't hear... Gosh, how many people? 60? Did they say?
Yeah, I don't know.
Somewhere around there, but 12.
No, how many were shot? 12.
Oh, 12 were killed.
12 were killed.
Yes.
There was a gentleman who said that he believed that upwards of 60 people that were in that bar last night had also been at Route 91.
Oh, my God.
And that most people would not
That's insane.
Go through that once, much less twice.
My God.
But we got to figure out a way to love each other again. That's just it. We got to figure out a way to respect each other, because this kind of stuff. I mean, yeah, it happened, but not at this rate.
No.
I mean, I'm not talking politics or any of that other stuff, gun control, any of that. We just got to find a way to be better to each other. Just respect each other. You know?
Yeah.
It's crazy. So that's all. I just wanted to throw that out there, and then we'll see. We'll sandwich with good feeling story of the day. So this is good.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
Oh, sometimes. Get a good feeling. Yeah.
And how crazy is this? 23-year-old Bao Nia Julia Yang, okay? And her twin sister, Bao Cao Julie Yang, are from Fresno. And on Sunday night, both of them gave birth. Both of them.
What? That's cool.
And both the baby girls, both at the same hospital, both within 3 ounces of each other. They say they did not coordinate getting pregnant at the same time, but it happened anyway.
That's amazing.
Like stuff always seems to do for twins. Strangely enough, their due dates were actually 2 days apart. But, Bao, and I'm hoping I'm saying her name, K-O-U, Bao K-O-U, Cow?
I assume, Cow. I don't know.
Called her sister on Sunday to say she was in labor and was heading to the hospital. Bao Nia told her sister, I might be in there with you. And so, no, that's the song of the day. I have audio from these ladies.
Mine weighs 7 pounds and 3 ounces.
Mine is 7 pounds exactly.
Yeah, almost. So they're just a couple of ounces apart, too.
Crazy.
I mean, I guess that's not so nuts. I mean, babies are babies, but.
It's the same. I knew that I was going to be in labor. And then I told her, and then she was like, I'm having pain here and there, too. I might be in there with you, too. Maybe it's like a miracle.
Oh. And then you got the nurse who's kind of cranky about it, who delivered the baby.
Really, all I did was deliver them. I didn't facilitate it or make it happen in any way.
Well, we know that, lady. We know that part.
Just had great timing. Very unique timing.
Yeah, truth.
That's great. Those girls are set up for life when you start a new job and they're like, tell us a fun fact about you. Well, those girls... Those girls are set up now.
Kayla immediately goes to the weird interview question. that you know what, you're right though. They probably will still be asking that question 18 years from
right, exactly. Right.
Anyway, it's a good feeling story nice. Of the day.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Well, if I can get back to the button, let's get after this one time then.
Spence's challenge. My name's Spence, and it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name, Spence's Challenge. Yeah.
Nudia is sitting in the producer's chair today. Who is our contestant?
Robin Luff from Henderson.
Hey, Robin.
Hey.
5 questions, 30 seconds. Pop culture rip from the headlines. We do okay. not say pass on this show. We say what?
Jim Bob Cooter.
All right, then. And will you be cootering today?
Well, I don't know.
Not today.
The proper answer would be not today.
Oh, not today. Okay.
Yeah, so will you be cootering today?
Not today.
No way. It just doesn't generally work out so good if you poodle. So we try to avoid that. We try to avoid that at all costs. All right.
Okay.
30 seconds is on the clock. Time will start when I read the first one. Here we go. What very famous and very rich author is suing their former assistant?
Jim Bob Cooter.
5 weeks ago, Las Vegas local Bryce Harper reportedly turned down a $300 million offer from which team? We probably should move quicker than this.
Jim Bob Cooter.
Actress Emma Thompson made Prince William blush as she received what title yesterday?
Princess.
And Breaking Bad fans are torn over reports that the creators of the show are working on what? We'll give you 3 seconds.
Jim Bob Cooter.
Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge. My name's Spence, and it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name Spence's Challenge. Yeah.
I don't know if that's good news or bad news for you. Was that a triple cooter?
Triple cooter
and a tap out. I don't know if this is good news or bad news for you. You'll need one to keep the money safe.
Okay.
Same 5 questions, same 30 seconds. Time will start when I read the first one. Here we go. What very famous and very rich author is suing their former assistant?
So J.K. Rowling.
And 5 weeks ago, Las Vegas local Bryce Harper reportedly turned down a $300 million offer from which team?
The Nationals of Washington, D.C.
Actress Emma Thompson made Prince William blush as she received what title yesterday?
Duchess of Hotness.
Breaking Bad fans are torn over reports that the creators of the show are working on what?
A movie.
And a new photo released yesterday showed 92-year-old Queen Elizabeth doing what like a boss?
Dance.
Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge. My name's Spence, and it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name Spence's Challenge. Yeah.
Like Justin Timberlake said, just dance.
I didn't know the answer, so I was trying to come up with something funny, and then nothing came up that was funny.
Well, let's see how we did here. What very famous and very rich author is suing their former assistant? Robin said
Jim Bob Cooter.
And Spence said
J.K. Rowling.
J.K. Rowling would be the very famous and very rich author. Yeah, that was pretty much the only pop culture entertainment headline.
It was hard to find.
Woo, buddy. 5 weeks ago, Las Vegas local Bryce Harper reportedly turned down a $300 million offer from which team? We actually talked about this a little bit yesterday. Robin said
Jim Bob Cooter.
Spence said
the Nationals of Washington, D.C.
That's true.
Booyah!
His agent just said today that they are looking for historical offers because Bryce Harper is a historic player.
Jeez.
And it was like, oh, well.
Okay.
Spence, you think he's going where?
Southern California,
yeah,
Dodgers.
You think he's going to the Dodgers? I read somewhere that the Phillies are a lock.
I saw that.
But oh, okay.
I don't know where they came up with that, but whatever. Okay. Like the Doyers don't have any money? And it's not
money.
Close to home? Come on now. Actress Emma Thompson. It's two for Spence, by the way. Actress Emma Thompson. You're still on the radio, Robin. Robin.
Okay.
Robin.
What?
You're still on the radio, Robin.
I'm sorry.
No, you're all right. Actress Emma Thompson made Prince William blush as she received what title yesterday? Robin said
Princess.
And Spence said
Duchess of Hotness.
Dame. They just named her Dame. And
Dame. And that makes sense.
The kids kind of grew up around her, apparently. William and Harry being the kids I refer to.
Yeah.
And then she was just saying how attractive William is. And she asked William if she could kiss him. And he said, oh, no, please don't. Because it would have just caused, craziness during the ceremony. So that is still two for Spence. Breaking Bad fans are torn over reports that the creators of the show are working on what? Robin said?
Jim Bob Cooter.
You're working on a Jim Bob Cooter.
Spence
said?
A movie.
Yeah, working on a movie.
Booyah!
And that's three. And a new photo released yesterday showed 92-year-old Queen Elizabeth doing what? Like a boss. Robin?
Nada.
Didn't even get to it. And Spence said?
Dance.
Horseback ride.
Oh, horseback riding. Okay.
Robin.
What?
How many smokes have you had today?
How many what?
How many smokes have you had today? I know that cough.
I haven't had any, but I'm going to smoke me one here real soon.
Atta girl. Atta girl. The whole thing with, whoops, sorry. The whole thing with Queen Elizabeth, a 92-year-old woman riding a horse.
Yeah.
How that does not crush her spine, I have no idea.
I don't know.
That woman's core muscles must be amazing.
Yeah, right.
Spence, for a 92-year-old.
Of course.
Spence got one and two and three, and that's enough.
Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge. My name's Spence, and it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name Spence's Challenge, yeah.
The Jeff Buchanan Show, 98.5 KLUC.
I'm not kidding. I was sitting here while the song was playing. I'm like, Robin made me miss my family.
Aww. Mom, did Mom have a similar voice?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
But it just, you know, Mom smoked like a chimney.
Okay.
That might be why she's not around presently. Uh-huh. That may be what that is. And no, but just Robin with the smoker's hack. I was like,
I gotcha.
Yeah.
And my mom's best friend lives in small town Eastern Washington, and I honestly one of the last things my mom said to me was take care of her. So I have since my mom left, and she quit smoking, but it's kind of too late, and she's got that hack. And I was just like, oh, and it's the funniest things. It will draw you in.
Yeah.
I'm remembering now when I went back to the house that I grew up in, and it smelled like smoke, like hardcore, like smoke. I walked in and I'm like, how did I live in this house? And the walls were yellow.
Oh, wow.
The walls were tinged yellow.
Ew.
Because of the smoke.
Yeah.
Because of all the smoke for all the years. Well, you know, I mean, that was... Dude,
different back.
Well, no,
then,
I had friends that have that grew up in like a smoker household, so they had the same thing. But like, it's yeah.
I mean, I'm sorry. As long as I'm going to pull back the curtain a little bit, this is how old I am. I sat in the back seat without a seatbelt. My mom smoked 20 packs a day in the house.
Wow.
And drank like 30 cups of coffee. There was one other. Oh yeah, no, and I stayed home alone when I was 6 years old.
Oh yeah.
Came home alone to an empty house, walked to school, walked even to the bus stop, walked a half a mile. That is how old I am.
That's how it was done back then.
Yeah, man. Which really wasn't even that long ago.
All right.
Not that long ago.
Oh, but now people go, oh
my God. Seriously, my mom would have gone to jail. She would have never come out. My mom would have been in jail.
Yeah.
For all the stuff that
we'd
went down
home
then.
All the time, yeah. I grew up in the 90s, and we would stay home alone all the time.
Mom whooped me with a wooden spoon. And she told me, don't think that because you're getting bigger that any of this is going to change. I will get a bigger stick. She goes, and when I break that one on you, I'll get a bigger stick.
Wow.
And you know what? I believed her. And also, I didn't want to make her that upset. It was just a different level of respect and all of that. Nudia, who's our winner here?
Joanne Schaff from Piccoli Ranch.
Joanne, congratulations. You're going to go see Justin Timberlake.
Oh, you guys are awesome. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
I got to be honest with you. You're the one that made the effort, so it is you who is awesome. Because
go ahead.
Well, no, I was going to say, because you're at work right now?
I am sitting in the garage going, all right, I got 10 minutes to get in there and clock in.
And after we were just talking about it, are you still going to try and have one more cigarette?
I've never been a smoker.
Isn't that funny now, too, though, when you see somebody smoking now? Isn't it weird?
Yeah.
You know, it's sad, is what it is, in my opinion.
Smoking out back at work, I get. Like we joke when we fly to Seattle, the shuttle bus from the rental car place lets you off at the smokers area. And there's always, you know, 20 people out there. You know, out back at a hockey game or whatever.
Right.
That doesn't strike me as odd. But somebody just walking down the street smoking
yeah.
Or you see them smoking in their car.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, my God, how do you do that?
That is odd, right.
It just seems weird. All right, well, have a great day at work, and congratulations.
Thank you so much, you guys. You have a great day.
And by the way, we would like to remind you that feel free on social media, or if you do happen to be close enough to him at the concert to speak to Justin.
Yes.
Remind him that that will be day number 3 of Toy Drive. And if
I will let him know. I'm due to talk to him on the first time I see him.
Yeah, 10 minutes awesome. From T-Mobile. 10 Toy Drive, 10 minutes from T-Mobile.
Quick drive.
How tough could it be to get Justin Timberlake to come over and just, he doesn't even have to bring anything. I mean, if he wants to write a check or swipe his credit card, we'd probably
more than happy to take it.
I'm just saying. Coming up next, don't you want a guy that's attentive to your needs, Kay?
Sure, sure, yeah.
Don't you want a guy who cares about you?
Absolutely. Trick question here? I don't know.
Empathetic, maybe?
Yeah, okay, you, yeah, yeah.
Don't you want a guy that's worried about your feelings?
Sure.
Well, apparently that's not enough for Jessica, who we'll be talking to in a moment. And quite honestly, there's a reason why Jessica's getting on the show, because I'm not so sure we don't agree with Jessica.
Come on.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
98.5.
Yeah. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Funny and big strong. This is the Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Now talking to the caller actually caught up with me. It caught up with me that time because I wasn't paying attention because I was talking because as.
Let me guess, you were bonding with the caller, weren't you?
Maybe. Wouldn't you say we adequately bonded, Jessica?
Sure.
I'd say. Well, but I think we are all somewhat Team Jessica on this, and I know that doesn't make for a great a radio show. But I are we not kind of all on Jessica's side to a degree?
To a degree.
To a degree.
And I'll explain later why sometimes.
Right. Well, and we've been jokingly saying, oh, sorry, Jessica, you've got a man who cares about you. Oh, sorry about that, that he's in tune with your feelings. How long you been with this guy?
I've been with him for about 7 months.
And so, and this is very interesting. What is the problem that has arisen?
Well, he's just basically turned into the only way I can think of putting it is like the what's wrong guy.
Okay.
Like I'll just be, you know, sometimes I just need to marinate on something. Sometimes I need to just be upset about something.
Yeah.
And like, just think about it for a little bit. Maybe it's something at work or whatever. And I get, you know, like, what's wrong? And I'll tell him just like nothing. Cause like, I don't want to have a full explanation. I don't want to tell the story, you know, I'm just digesting or whatever. And like 2 seconds later, he follows up with like, are you sure something's not wrong? And it's just like, yep, nope, nothing's wrong, babe. I'm just thinking, okay,
just
you know,
stewing over here. Yeah. Just, yeah. Let me be.
Yeah. Just, I mean, you know how it is. Sometimes you don't want to relive work at home. And lately, I don't respond or act the way like he thinks I should. So it's repeated out.
Oh,
what's wrong? What's wrong? What's wrong?
Like if you don't tell him you're okay, they're right. Like if you somehow haven't convinced him, you know, I have an admission to make. I live in great fear that I do that to Kayla a lot. I'm worried that Kayla is happy and feeling good and, you know, and all that kind of stuff.
That's sweet.
And but I worry I do that to you a lot. That I go, you okay? You all right? You got it? You good?
That, you know, stuff. That is his second favorite question. Are you sure you're okay?
Yeah.
And if you respond with, I'm fine, then immediately he goes, okay, you're not fine.
Yeah, why can't I'm fine just be I'm fine? It has to be I'm fine, but it's not like that. It's I'm fine.
Yeah, but usually when people say... Go ahead.
The thing is, on top of everything else, it gets down to this thing where it's just like, oh my God, like we're in an honest relationship. If I'm upset with you about something, I will tell you. Like, I will tell you right away. You know, I feel like there's this weird paranoia with some guys that they think that, like, I'm not going to tell them my feelings honestly right away. Where it's like, I need to be mad right now and it's nothing to do with you. If it was, I'd tell you.
But Jess, think about the relationships you've been in the past too, where somebody hasn't like been as forthcoming as you are, and that probably drives them nuts. So maybe he's had the same situation,
maybe we could play the maybe game all day.
Nah,
you play the maybe game forever.
My issue is this, and I get the what's wrong. It doesn't pertain to you. The issue is this in previous relationships for myself. You do later find out that there is something wrong, and I just have to digest it, and that's fine. Why is it then, Jessica, that I have to suffer in knowing that something's wrong this entire day, and I'm worried about it because you can't simply communicate? Because that's not, obviously, because you're on the phone, Jessica, but that's happened in the past. It's like, well, just tell me then. I don't want to talk about it. Something at work. You can't communicate that. I'm fine. And then I'm like suffering all day, worried about what's wrong.
But are we talking about that, or are we talking about when you're really fine, you just have RPF? You
know what I mean? I think that part of it is sometimes you're really, like, the person's really fine. I think sometimes, like, I know that sometimes I'll be upset. Maybe it is something that I'm upset about with him, but I want to make sure that I'm upset for the right reasons. And maybe I need to sit there and go, okay, am I just upset because there's actually all this other stuff going on and I'm just, like, reverting it to him? Or am I actually mad at him? And so I want to, like, take the time to make sure that I'm not going to start an argument or accuse him of doing something when in reality it might be just a different part of my day and I'm just applying it to something with him.
By the way, one of my favorite lines from the movie The Italian Job, which I love way more than I probably should, that's like Shawshank level for me. Shawshank, wow. Shawshank Departed, Italian Job. If they're on TV, I'm watching
them. All right.
I'm watching them. Fine actually means freaked out, insecure, neurotic, emotional.
Yeah.
So when somebody goes, fine, no, they're just, might as well just say, leave me alone. I'm not going
to
tell you.
Here's why I think he just needs to drop it completely. So if he's listening, just stop doing this. Because I've had this before with buddy who wants to solve the problem. Like if I have a really bad, this is the issue. If I have a bad show and I'm feeling down, I'm like, I'm fine. He finally breaks me and I go, it's just a work thing. I didn't do well today. I'm not okay. Then he tries to take my mind off of it by going, well, blah, blah, blah. Let me tell you about my day. And blah. And I'm like, just be quiet. I don't want to talk about it. Okay. Like, oh my God.
Go back to your room, buddy. Don't come out until dinner's ready.
That's not what I say.
I'm that person. I'm totally her boyfriend.
Yeah, I'm kind of the same way. I just need to be able to sometimes process like a bad mood.
Yeah. And Kayla brings up a really good point, though. Guys are problem solvers, and sometimes we can't get out of our own way because I have to be really careful with this with Amy. Because, I get a lot of this from Jessica. I have no doubt, unless this guy is some sort of rocket scientist, you are running circles around this dude. You know what I mean? Like in the brain department. And so he wants to solve your problem. You already know what the solution is. You just want to take a minute and process.
Exactly.
And all of that.
Yep.
And sometimes, guys, we got to smarten up and just let it be what it is.
I love and respect you, Jess, and I'm not trying to start a fight. Maybe you're always in a bad mood, and maybe we need to figure out why you're always in a bad mood. Or it's RBF.
Oh, God.
No, I'm asking because if he's constantly asking what's wrong, you must be sending off signals constantly that you're not happy.
No, it's literally this thing where he needs affirmation, and that's what it comes down to as well, where it's like if I'm not always happy, 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 which if I met somebody who was always, quote-unquote, happy, they would freak me out.
I'll trust them. Like,
yeah. Oh, well, no, nobody is always just like Pippi Longstocking excited about everything.
It's like
sometimes you just, you know, are drinking your coffee and thinking about the color of the sky, but you're not jumping up and down for joy. And if I'm not at that point of like, and part of me thinks it's because we've been together for 7 months, we're out of the honeymoon phase. And part of me thinks that he still like expects that kind of behavior. And so when it doesn't present itself, he thinks something's wrong.
Yep.
I'm mad.
Yeah,
but
one of
me affirmation that I still like him. I'm still happy with him. So he asked me, are you okay? Is it us? Are we okay? And he has to be told that we're good 1,000 times a day to make sure that he knows that I still like him. And it's just like, oh my God.
You're full on rock star. He's I have no doubt that what's this guy's name?
Drake.
Oh, that's an unfortunate Drake, name, isn't it?
That Drake. Drake may very well. And Jessica, thank you. We'll let you go because I want to talk about you behind your back. We just do this. I think Drake is probably punching above his weight in the looks department. He's probably punching above his weight in the brains. Like he's So she's at 7 months. She's out of the honeymoon phase. He's way deep in the honeymoon phase. And every second of the day, he's worried about losing this girl.
Yep. Insecurity.
Every second of the day.
Aww.
So she might not even be RBF. As she kept going when she monologued there at the end. Oh, yeah. She's frustrated because if she's not happy every second of the day and letting him know he's the greatest, he's going into a tailspin.
Get up. Come on in. Let's go.
The Jeff Buchanan Show. 98.5 KLUC.
I'm not kidding. Breaking news. Breaking news. Legitimate headline. Breaking news. Parents spend a lot more money at Christmas than non-parents.
What?
Do you think?
Shocking.
No way.
Tell me more, Chet.
Somebody wasted their time to come up with that. Parents spend an average of $716 on all their holiday shopping, while people without kids spend on average $429. You suppose?
That's funny.
That's just that. I don't know. I just found that as amazing, I think, as the rest of us have. And
yeah.
I'm entertained and informed, Chet.
This has been Breaking News. The Chet Buchanan Show. Now back to our regularly scheduled program. Let's let the jingle play out.
Kayla's Showbiz Smackdown.
I will tell you, one of the hardest things, Nudie is sitting in the producer's chair, and one of the hardest things to do is to try and get folks ready for Kayla's Showbiz Smackdown when they're trying to call you for the world's greatest psychic fairy spy. It is nearly impossible.
Yeah.
But I think Nudie has been able to do it. Did you do it?
Yeah, we got it.
Woo! Who is contestant number one?
Yahtzee Guerrera from the East Side.
Your name is Yahtzee?
Yes, my name is Yahtzee.
How awesome is that? What's your buzzer?
It's something longer, but I go by Yahtzee because it's easier to remember.
Okay, what's the full name? Give it to us.
Yahtzee.
Okay. No, Yahtzee's more.
And if you're if your buzzer isn't what I think it should be.
Well, let's just see what your buzzer gonna be.
I'm gonna go with it. Yahtzee.
Hey, very good. And contestant number two? Nudia, that's you. Contestant
Vicky
number
Alejandre.
Two. Thank you. And Vicky, what's your buzzer gonna be?
I will do whoop.
Right on.
Okay.
All right. Spence will be the judge who is in charge of who buzzes in first. He shall not be questioned.
No.
Kayla is the asker of the question. She's the asker. You guys are the answerers. Is that right?
That's right.
Okay, good. Here's question number one.
Halsey had to shut down rumors yesterday that she was dating who? John Mayer, Lenny Kravitz, or Frank Ocean?
Yahtzee.
And Yahtzee.
Frank Ocean?
Is it Frank Ocean? Why, no, it is not.
No. Vicky, is it John Mayer or Lenny Kravitz?
I say it's John Mayer.
Is it John Mayer? I think you're not officially a woman, a singer in Hollywood, unless you have dated John Mayer. I think everybody gets a swing.
Nobody knew who Katy Perry was until she dated John
Mayer. Do you think there are girls who are out there right now that go, what's wrong with me?
Yeah.
What's wrong?
Yeah,
what's
I'm
wrong
literally trying to think on the top of my head.
I'm
like,
hot.
Who has not dated John Mayer?
Yeah, why isn't John Mayer come after me? What's the deal? All right, so it is one zip for Vicky?
Yes.
Okay, question two.
Chris Pratt and Anna Faris have agreed to do what in their divorce? Live within 5 miles, approve of each other's significant others, or share a personal trainer?
Vicky.
I think A.
Vicky's buzzer's awesome.
Solid, man.
I'm sorry. What was your answer?
The first one.
The first one, live within five miles
away from each
that's,
other.
You know what? And it's true. This is rich people problems. They already have giant mansions within 5 miles of each other now. And they don't want to have to, man, when you had your kid and you lived in Centennial Hills and your ex lived down by the M, and you had to go back and forth and shuttle that kid on the weekend.
Yeah,
oh, God.
And to make it even more simple, I hear they're going to build a monorail. that goes straight between their houses to and from.
Yeah, sure. And I think it's modeled after Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yes. Weird.
It is. Listen, Vicky's got two. Yahtzee doesn't have none. And since Chris Pratt and Anna Faris have agreed to live within 5 miles of each other at all times, we will make this all-important third and final question worth 5 game-winning points.
So which show dropped a shocking pregnancy in our laps last night? Modern Family, Empire, or Riverdale?
Jesse.
I got to go.
Spencer looked at us like help, and I'm like, you the judge. You shall not be questioned.
I think the whoop came in just a millisecond before Yahtzee. Okay. So Vicky,
it's you for the sweep and the win.
I would say Empire.
Is it Empire? Dramatic pause, by the way.
Of course,
obviously,
yes.
The game is on the line right now. Please. No! Yahtzee, you could steal this whole thing right now. What are your choices?
Modern Family or Riverdale?
Oh, my God.
I'm going to go with Modern Family.
She's going to go with Modern Family for the dirty, dirty steal and the dirty, dirty win. And Vicky, we're sorry. She's right.
Oh, man. That sucks.
Sure does. Sure does. Vicky, thank you. You were a formidable competitor.
Thank you.
A lovely day. Yahtzee, you should be ashamed. No, honestly.
I'm sorry.
No way. Hey, look. The game ain't over till the game is won, and you're the one that won it. Congratulations.
Yay.
4 passes to our advanced screening of Ralph Breaks the Internet, and even more importantly, dirty or not, you are today's champion of
Kayla's Showbiz SmackDown.
This is the Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Yeah, so Kayla will tell you I always do this. So I was spending some time on the line with the caller before we got them on.
Yep, notorious.
I'm totally Team Gary. Totally. I'm totally on Gary's side. I'm just whatever he says, I'm in love with. World's greatest psychic, Gary Spivey, is here.
Hey.
1-800-827-GARY, 1-800-827-GARY, or text the word Gary, the name Gary, the word Gary, text Gary to 797979, and they will send you a meditation that can help you kind of put your life in order. And those come out every couple of weeks, yeah?
Yeah. If I'm not traveling every week, and if I'm traveling a little bit, sometimes it's every other week. But they're great, and it usually is a meditation that basically gets all the dark energies off of you that are attacking everybody, and they kind of, you know, it comes in little spells like that. And so I figure out the anecdotal cure. I do a meditation. You do it, and then it fixes you.
That's awesome.
You know what I dig about it too is that if they don't come, like if it showed up every Thursday. I mean, that's cool if it showed up every Thursday.
Right.
But it doesn't. So all of a sudden, your phone will buzz. And you know how we all are. Phone buzzes. You go, all right, what's this now? Another email from my boss. We should get off my ass. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Like that. And then, it's from Gary. And it's a new meditation.
That's nice.
Yeah, and it's right. Nice. So it's,
and it works.
It's good. Yeah, and it works. Let's see if we can help. Is it Dayami?
Yes, this is Dayami.
Hi, is it Dayami or Dayami?
Dayami, like Miami.
Okay, awesome. So you're having trouble in your love life. What kind of trouble?
I'm having trouble because after 8 years or so, I still haven't found that one. I've been working a lot about me and try to focus on myself, and it just seems like always a block. So I was just calling to see if maybe he can tell me if he sees something, because I feel a different way and I've tried to change and I try to learn, but it just seems like a block is always in my way.
Well, and we do a lot. We do a lot of this relationship kind of stuff. And what do you think the problem is with you?
Well, first I thought it was just, you know, the knowledge of trying to grow up and, you know, just, you know, transitioning from a single mom and, you know, working hard and try to push my son forward. And now it feels like everything has gone to its place. So I'm just feeling like a block. It's just, I'm not understanding. If I'm doing everything how I was supposed to do, why isn't love here yet?
Yeah, Gary, is there a block?
Well, there's a block, and there's also, I don't know that she has a marketing plan. What's your marketing plan? How do you market you?
just that I think that might be the problem too.
Well, there's no marketing plan. The plan is there's no plan. And so what you have to do, you have to turn up the volume. You have to date. And dating is dating. You could do online dating. You could go out and have your friends hook you up. I mean, but you really are creating a marketing plan sort of a zero. And so if you turn up the volume on marketing, right now it's a zero. But if you turn up the volume, say on a scale of 1 to 10 to even a 3, you'll find 4 soulmates in 3 months. So your energy is not the problem. Your problem is you're not trying to market you. And that you got a little bit of I'm not quite worthy sort of thing going on because you've been single for a while. And so I can clear that off of you. That I can do there. And if you notice the back of your head got warm, your feet are tingly, you feel all that going on. See, there we are. Okay. And so I got rid of that. Now you're smiling, right?
Yes.
Okay. All you got to do is say, I'm worthy. I am. I am worthy. There's magic in the words I am. The I am angel is the biggest one. And so you just say, I am. I am. I am worthy. And if you say that, and even when I say it to you, you'll notice your sinuses now open. You feel that. And so I see all your light going back into your head, into your body, into your heart. You'll be fine. You'll be fine. But you got to turn up the volume on marketing you. Doesn't matter how you do it. Just do it.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Gary. I really appreciate it.
Diana, yeah. are you dating? Are you dating or is it just completely dry spell?
No, I've been dating for quite some time now, but I've always gathered these type of guys that are just, they don't have that same value. You know, I was raised that, you know, to have those type of values where you want a family, you want, you know, to build something together, not separately, you know, and that's just I haven't found that yet.
No, you're picking up scrubs is what I see. And crumbs. I mean, you're going to the buffet table and walking away with crumbs. You got to market for what you want. Market for what you want. I see it being a zero. Turn up the volume and you're going to nail it.
Interesting. Thank you, Diana. Good luck.
Thank you.
All right, invite us to the wedding.
Yeah.
No, we do really great gifts.
Awesome.
See you soon. Hey, oh, Heather, you want to go to the other side with Gary? Is that what it is?
Yes.
Okay, hold tight. You stay right there. We'll come back to you in a second. Hey, Mike, you got a job now?
Yeah, I do.
What's wrong with the job you got?
Well, basically, no, it's not even a job. I launched like my own company, and it's been doing great. It's, my biggest fear is that I'm getting burnt out, and I don't see like a light at the end of the tunnel. And I just feel like, should I just keep going? Because there's so much negativity and so much stuff around it that it's not affecting the company, but it's affecting me.
What can without getting too deep into it, what kind of job do you do?
Basically, I have an apparel company that I launched, and it's doing well. It's just, it kind of stresses me out a little bit, and I don't see an end of the tunnel. Like, the light at the end of the tunnel, I'm just getting burnt out.
Wow. Wow. Gary, what do you see?
Well, you know, I think, and Mike, do I know you by any chance? Do I, you know?
No.
No, okay. Because you feel very familiar to me. And so as I see that you're going to really, really do great. And the only thing I'm reading is that you need a personal assistant. You got to have somebody with you that will help take some of this off of you, almost in the organizational stuff. And I think if you do that, you're going to do really, really well. And I see two different types of marketing you're going to do where you do really well. So your thing, I feel, exploding. It's just going to get busier. But you got to get a person that's right next to you that takes a little bit of the stuff off of you, the stress. Almost somebody to do air traffic control. And so if you have that, does that make sense?
But you have that person, don't you, Mike, if that is your real name?
I did.
You do have that person.
I did.
They're out of the equation now?
Yes.
Okay. Well, there's your problem. Yeah. Well, you got to get another one. You might even have to get two or three. And that's good news because that means your business is really cranking. But I see that's the only thing you're missing. So just do that and you'll be fine. And find somebody that's incredibly organized, that don't wear their feelings on their sleeves like the old one.
And do it, and do it quick, because the worst thing that can happen in this type of situation is your creativity gets stifled. Never let that happen.
Yeah, because you're the creative genius, right?
Yeah. Okay. Huh. Be that. That's great.
Yeah, and maybe you need to call your boy.
Yeah.
You know, there's somebody that's been sitting on the sidelines that offered help.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Hey. There's more psychic stuff going on than you think. You. All right. Well, Mike, we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, guys.
Bye. Oh, man. We did promise Heather. Really quick before we go. So this is, you wanted to reach out to your daughter?
Yes. She passed away a year ago, November 1st.
Oh, so
2017.
Sorry.
Yeah.
How old was she?
17.
Oh, sweetie.
Oh, yeah. It's just been unbelievably painful. Like, you can't imagine. But I just want to say, first of all, to you guys, I love your show. And this is for you, Chet. Maule.
Maule. Yeah, you know what? Pin that one on Spence. He was the one who noticed.
I'm Hawaiian, you know, by marriage.
By insertion.
That could be tomorrow's song of the week. Just so you know.
Hawaiian by insertion?
Yeah. But Caucasian in person.
Haven't you done that
one
before?
No, we ran it by Adam Sandler at Toy Drive last year, and you shot it down.
He shot it
down.
That's funny. You know what? What does he know?
That would be his loss.
Yeah, what does he know?
Yeah, right.
All right. Well, Gary, do you see Heather's daughter?
I do. I see her all over the place. And so I was trying to figure out what I could say first, but she must know who I am or something, because she's calling me by my first name. And so she's just going, Gary, what do I tell her? What do I tell her? She's asking me what to tell you. And I said, that's your job. You have to tell me. And so she's doing a little tap dance, and she's just being silly. And so whatever that means to you. And then she says she's in the living room with you, wherever you sit. You know, she's right there. And so many times I'll see this, but there's a picture of her. And I guess when you look, you just kind of stare at it or look at it or something. But she shows me this picture. And when you're looking, she says she's looking back.
Oh, my God. So, yes. Wow.
Does that make some sense to you?
It does, Gary. I feel her all over the place. Like, I know. I think she's messing with me, which I love. But I feel her like she was my rock. So I can sense her presence. And I just wanted to know, what would she say to me? What does she want me to know as she sees you struggle with losing her?
She says she loves you, to know that she wants you to know she's okay, and she's much closer to you than you could ever imagine. She is really right around you all the time.
Right.
And she tells me that when you come home, she's there, and when you take off, she goes with you. I mean, she's just hanging out with you. Yeah, it's really her. She says, tell her it's me. Tell her it's me. Tell her it's really me. Because she says her head feels good and she breathes easy.
Good.
And so she feels good. And how does she pass? How did she pass?
She had a sudden heart failure.
Okay. Well, that's a breathing thing.
Yeah.
And so she would always have headaches or something. But she says it feels good now. She's telling me she loves you. She says she appreciates you so much. And she just appreciates everything that you've done, everything you did, and everything you continue to do.
Wow.
So she's very aware of all the stuff. And she sees you redoing or repainting something. She's happy. I mean, she's just going on. Yeah, what are you doing?
Well, we just moved into a house. And so, I mean, the story behind that is Elena had something to do with it, I swear. That's why I just appreciate her, because I can feel her working around me constantly.
Yeah, well, as you remodel this house, she says she's with you every step, and she helps you pick colors and things. And so you're picking things that you think she would like and this and that. And she says, okay, well, she says she's really there. You're not nuts.
Yeah, oh, so good, there we are. Good. No, because she messes with me at work. She turns on my shredder, my paper shredder. It's been coming on over the last week on its own, so...
She's laughing.
Oh, baby girl.
She loves you. She's right there, honey.
I know.
Thanks, Heather.
Thank you, you guys.
Being to see you soon.
All right, take care.
Bye. And that's a funny story, too. Spence, we were talking one day. There's a street that's Badura on the east side of Durango, and then on the west side of Durango and up into, you know, that new area up there, the ridges and all, you know, and all that. What's new in
Cliffs?
The cliffs and all that. It turns in, and it's spelled Maule. And we're like, how do you spell it? And Spence goes, well, in Hawaiian, it's Maule. And we're like, we're totally going with that.
Yeah.
And then Heather works right there. And she goes, you know, right here at Maule. And it's very, very funny. 1-800-827-GARY, 1-800-827-GARY. I guess we'll see you soon.
Great. Yeah, you'll see me real soon. I'll be in town all this next week.
Okay. If you want a private reading face-to-face with the world's greatest psychic, Gary Spivey, I would call now because they will fill up soon. 1-800-827-GARY. 1-800-827-GARY.
The greatest person in the world and final exam are next. But first,
that is so random.
Jeff Buchanan's 60 Seconds of Randoms.
Yeah, let's just get straight to the randoms because otherwise we're going to be so far behind, we'll never get this show over with. Stuart Little in the book. Stuart Little? Stuart isn't even a mouse. He's a tiny boy who looks like a mouse. Here's what's crazy. When I was a little kid, I always thought he was a mouse. I never thought he was a rat-faced boy. Yeah, never thought he wasn't a mouse. Huh. The original plan for the show 24, which was pretty violent, Jack Bauer, played by Kiefer Sutherland, would track down terrorist bad guys and do, you know, pretty hardcore stuff to try and get the information that he needed and whatnot. The original plan for that show was a comedy about the day leading up to a wedding.
Drastically different. Yeah.
America now has more people who speak Spanish than the country of Spain. The only country in the world that has more people who speak Spanish than us is Mexico.
Oh.
That's it. And not for nothing, it's two different kinds of Spanish, but that's neither here. That's splitting hairs on that one. In 1830, I find this shocking. In 1830, the average American drank three times more alcohol in a year than we do today.
Oh, my God.
And zero drunk driving.
That's funny.
Shame on you both for laughing.
That is funny.
Shame on you both. Now, I know you're going to go online and try and prove me wrong, but it is impossible, according to the randoms, according to what I'm reading right now, which thereby is according to Forbes, Spence is like, challenge accepted. You're going to have to take my word for it. Was that sound effects of you on a keyboard?
Yeah, on the table, because I couldn't reach a foot to the left to actually use the keyboard.
Awesome. It is impossible to buy a flight to Delaware. Frontier Airlines used to go to Wilmington Newcastle Airport, but they dropped those routes in 2015. So now Delaware is the one state in the U.S. that you can only fly to on a private plane.
Oh, interesting.
That's about as random as that.
Yeah. The Jeff Buchanan Show.
The Jeff Buchanan Show. 90.5.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This is the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Let's go.
On 98.5 KLUC. The greatest person in the world.
Nudie has been in the producer's chair all week. You want to go first?
Yeah, I'll go first. So it's laundry day. I'm wearing a dress today. My greatest person goes to a civilian man named Benny, who's at the gas station this morning, because I needed to pump air in my tire. And I realized that it's going to be really difficult in a dress. And so I got there. I didn't think about it. I was laughing. And so he volunteered to put air in. Like two of my times.
And then you gave him your number.
Yeah.
I got his gram. I got him on the gram. Yeah. So we'll
for real?
See. Yeah. Who dat Benny? What's up? Thanks.
Stand by.
Oh, we got him.
Stand by.
Who dat Benny?
Everybody goes dive into their phone.
Oh, no.
Who dat Benny?
Oh, yeah, man.
You're wishing you hadn't done that now, aren't you, Ben? Oh,
there
he is.
Need a face photo.
Hey.
Oh, nice beard, bud. I like that.
It's not his. That's Kaepernick. I'm joking.
So thank you, because that would have been very difficult bending down and putting
Yeah.
Air my tires.
Hoodat Benny works for Nike. I think you do need to make friends with him.
Yeah. Well, you already got a Nike rep. Yeah, make friends with him.
I think my boy left. In any event. Well, Hoodat Benny, I think we're all in favor.
Yay. Hoodat Benny, you is
the greatest person in the world.
Kayla Joe.
I just want to know how that come. Did you just do like the lost dog look? Like, I don't know what's happening right now.
I was laughing. Okay. Like, I was looking at
Amen.
That's what I want to know.
You
want to
pump air in my tires, if you know what I'm saying?
I just figured she was walking around the Terribles like she was homeless and needed money because she needed 75 cents for the air machine.
Yeah, right? By the way, if you just go in and ask and tell them you're a customer, they'll turn it on for you.
I didn't know they could do that.
Kayla, your greatest person?
Yes. So partway to Nudia for being in this week, since I won't be here tomorrow to Aww. Thank you in person. Thank you for being here this week. So part goes to Nudia. The other part goes to this teacher posted a photo of her kids, Miss Cox. It says that she ran out of pencils that day and asked her students, hey, can you guys give up some for the rest of the class and everything? This one kid goes, oh, I want to keep my pencils. They mean a lot to me. She's like, all right, you can do whatever you want. He goes, well, I guess I can spare a few. And it turns out the reason they wanted to keep the pencils because on each one, his mom had individually written notes on each little one saying like things like, you are perfect and I'm proud of you and this will be a great year. So that mom, it's a sweet thing. Teacher, for sharing it with us. You both is.
The greatest person.
The greatest person in the world.
In the world.
I have a suspicion that Spence and I might be doing... No? We're not
way.
Doing the same thing?
Unless you're giving it to his gardener. No.
No, it's not.
I don't get it. Why would it... Why
I don't know. I was just throwing them out there. So.
Quite random. Okay. Anyway, Spence...
So I've been really trying to be more environmentally friendly. So I got my hydro flask and that kind of thing. And then I keep those burlap bags and stuff in my car when I go grocery shopping because I don't want to use the plastic bags. So I keep a bunch in my car, but I don't know what's happened to them. And all I have is an Audi one. And it's got the four rings on it. And the reason I have
of course,
one.
With your hydro flask.
And your Audi bag.
No, you were right. And Gardner, I understand that.
When you go get another car, and you've got to empty out the car you had from all your stuff, they'll give you a bag to put your stuff in.
Trade up for another Audi.
Whatever it might be. So all I have is this Audi bag, and I'm going, that has got to be the biggest doorknob move ever, is to go shopping with an Audi.
With your bougie Audi bag. At Sprouts? Or
yeah, I love Sprouts.
Whole Foods?
So I wasn't going to say Sprouts.
Whole Foods?
So I'm Sprouts. So I'm walking through, and I'm keeping it low to the ground so nobody can see it. So as I get up to the, with my fresh produce and vegetables.
Because you're plant-based.
I get up to the counter, and I self-deprecate and go, I want to apologize for this bag. And she laughs, and she whispers, her name is Christy, she goes, it's okay. And underneath, she grabs me a green burlap Sprouts bag.
Fantastic.
And I put the fresh produce and vegetables in there along with my Audi bag so no one else could see it as I exited Sprouts. So
vegetables.
I love saying vegetables. Vegetables.
So I've never loved you more. I want you to know right now, I've never loved you more.
So Christy at Sprouts, you is
so good.
The greatest person in the world.
Well, obviously, just a horrible scene in Thousand Oaks, California last night.
Yeah.
And by the way, 11 people died in that shooting. The 12th one was the guy.
Yeah.
And
okay.
He don't... You Screw don't, him. You no longer count, sir. No. The one name that I want to make sure that everybody knows is the one of Ventura County Sheriff Sergeant Ron Hellis. And he rushed into the Borderline Bar and Grill last night to respond to reports of a mass shooting. And before he had done that, he called his wife. He said, hun, I got to go. I love you. I got to go on a call. Hellis was one of the first two law enforcement officers to arrive shortly after 11 o'clock last night, about 4 minutes after arriving on the scene. And after hearing shots fired inside, he went through the front door and was hit multiple times. There was another CHP officer who arrived with him, stepped back to secure the perimeter and until additional units arrived. And then they pulled Sergeant Hellis out of the line of fire. But he died later at Los Robles Regional Medical Center. A fellow officer of his said they knew they had to take action, and they went in and they did what they had to do. He knew the risks, but he knew, like we all do, why we serve. Ron was a hardworking, dedicated sheriff sergeant. He was totally committed. He gave his all. And tonight, he died a hero. He went in to save lives and to save other people. He was an unbelievable, his captain said, he was an unbelievable man. He was a lifetime learner, a trainer, a mentor, a leader. He was a cop's cop. His void is going to be felt throughout our agency. I'm glad he got a chance to tell his wife that he loved her. And they said this is procedure, that if you go and somebody's shooting inside, you go in. And I think it would have been real easy to not. Here was the other thing. He's a tactician, so I have no doubt he employed the best tactics possible. Unfortunately, in a chaotic situation like that, you've just got to go in. And he did. To describe it as heroic, his voice trailed off. What else do you call it? He survived by his wife and his son. Ventura County Sheriff Sergeant Ron Hellis. No two ways about it. Today, you just might be
the greatest person in the world. And win more. It's the Jeff Buchanan Show's final exam.
All right, we got to go quick here. You know what? And echoing Kayla's earlier pronouncement, nice job today, Nudia. Thank you very much for being here.
Thanks, bud.
Thank you, guys.
Nudia is sitting in the producer's chair. Who's our winner?
Amanda Yerbanski from Henderson.
Maybe our winner. I can't imagine how you won't be our winner, Amanda, right. But, you know, I don't want to just come right out there and award it until we've made everything official. What is the Maroon 5 song of the day, please?
It's I Don't Want to Know.
Don't Want to Know.
Perfect.
So we've got a Fandango promo card for you with tickets to go see Dr. Seuss's The Grinch on Fandango. And if, in fact, you do use that Fandango card to go do that, then what do they get for free, Kayla?
A Grinch t-shirt.
Grinch t-shirt if you wanted it.
Awesome.
Nice job. Nice job.
Thank you.
You know what I love today? All the P1s, and Amanda included, everybody sounds like they're having a great day today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree.
You know what I mean?
Happy,
everybody's
uplifting, positive morning.
Yeah, stoked about it.
I agree.
So we're glad. Thank you very much, and thank you for pumping
thank
us
you.
Up today.
Thank you.
Audrey Lee got her hair pulled back, ready for action.
Shoot, yeah. And she was at the Imagine Dragons album thing last night, too.
Really?
Yeah.
She's been here 45 minutes and already scoring the tickets that we don't even get offered. How
Never
did that happen?
Get, offered,
get in here and explain like... yourself, woman. We have questions. She's not listening.
She
is listening. She's listening but ignoring us.
Yeah.
I'm thinking just by, can you see her face?
Yeah.
Is she listening but ignoring
No, she's really staring hard at something on the computer.
She's focused on something else. Yeah. Other. A likely story. I got to be honest with you. That's the way I'd play it.
Right?
I'd be like, I don't hear you. I ain't talking to you.
Mm-hmm.
But Audrey Lee on the radio next. And what did you say, Kayla, that the Maroon 5 song of the day, sometime between 1 and 2, is that what you
one
said?
1 and 2 with Audrey Lee.
Outstanding. And we will enjoy your long weekend.
Thank you. I will see anyone tonight. If you guys want to come out to Nevada State College, I'll be there from 5:30 to 8 o'clock. So
the one way out there, Henderson.
Yes.
Like almost to Boulder City.
College Drive?
Yeah, you got to go.
I can't remember which drive or road.
No, it's beautiful. Yeah. Honestly, every time I go out there, I'm like, what a beautiful campus and how cool this place is.
It's their open house tonight, so I'll be there.
Oh, well, fantastic. So go see Kayla. We'll see you tomorrow. We love you. God bless you. Thanks so much for listening.
Let's go.
Tomorrow,
P1.
Come on.
The Jeff Buchanan Show. The Jeff Buchanan Show. 98.5 KLQC.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.